Welcome back to the National Defense. It's Randy Miller, and you know her, of course, as Investor in Shark on ABC's four-time Emmy Award-winning show Shark Tank. Barbara Corcoran joins us here on the National Defense. Barbara, how are you?
Hey, I'm doing fine. My military husband's fast asleep, but he didn't want to get up and listen to me at all.
I got to tell you, your background is so fascinating. Straight D's in high school and college, 20 jobs by the time you turn 23, and then you borrow $1,000, quit your job as a waitress to start a tiny real estate company in New York City, and over the next 25 years, turn that into a $5 billion real estate business. It's incredible, but how were you as a waitress?
I was a damn good waitress. You know what's great about waitressing? You remember people's names, which I always wrote them down on a pad and kept them secretly inside. You tell every guy he's really handsome when he comes in, give him a good big morning. Good morning, John. God, are you looking good today? And you guarantee your tips are double, just like that. People don't really get any like love and affection mostly in life. And if they can get it from the waitress at the diner, they're going to love you forever.
You know, that's a great point, because I'm always very impressed by people who love their job or seemingly love their job and are so passionate mm-hmm. about it, right?
It's contagious. You love people like that because they make you feel good about yourself. It's just you just catch what they have. Yeah.
This is amazing about Shark Tank. I love the show. Shark Tank is one of those. And by the way, it's been renewed for a 15th season. Wow. That's incredible.
They're never going to let me out of there. I'm going to die in my seat.
Yeah. I mean, when you started on Shark Tank, did you think, I'll do this for a year?
I said, I'll give it a year or two, but something magical happened. The first time I was on the set, I noticed that the camera guys, after the entrepreneur left, they debated, would they buy it? How much money would they say? What was wrong with the entrepreneur? What did they like about them? Everyone was engaged from the first day, and I figured, you know what? This thing is going to fly, I think, because people like to debate.
Yeah, and it's just natural, very organic drama, you know, from this show. Mm. And people who, my brother-in-law doesn't even watch TV, but he watches Shark Tank. And I think there's a lot of that, you know. The season finale is airing this Friday night on ABC. It's amazing to me how prepared some people are and how totally unprepared some people are. And I think that speaks to how natural the process is, right?
You know what really happens? Everybody's prepared because the producers, before they do the pitch, work with them to make sure they're the best.
Sure.
But a lot of people stand out there and get scared to death. They forget what they're saying. We had one guy this last season who actually fainted on the set. We thought it was part of the act. We're laughing like crazy until the stretcher came in.
Oh, no.
Yeah. And it was like, wait, that was real? My gosh. But that happens all the time, that people who they think are going to be the best pitchers really, they just blow it. And you don't get a second chance.
Right.
They
right.
never say, take another start, take a breath, and start all over again. It just doesn't happen on that show.
We're talking to Barbara Corcoran from Shark Tank here on the National Defense. So when you started your real estate business, could that be done today the way you did it?
I think it could be done more easily, honestly, because you have to realize when I started my business, the only way you got attention and got customers was to advertise in the New York Times. There was no MLS. You had to pay to get the customer in your door. Today with social media, if you're really clever in that, you could get businesses started all the time. It happens every day of the week, and real estate is no exception. It takes so little money to start a real estate company. All you really need is your cab fare, pay for your phone, and just have maybe a few bucks to buy somebody lunch once in a while. That's really all you need. So it's a low start to get in the gate. And if you hustle, yeah, you can do the same thing. Sure. There are businesses being built all over America that started like with nothing that are being turned into big real estate businesses.
So if somebody had the financial wherewithal right now to start a real estate business, would you recommend commercial, residential? What would they go into just, you know, right at the beginning?
From the beginning, you should go into rentals because you make the deal on a Monday and you get the commission on a Wednesday, and that pays you bills. And in the end, when you're starting a business, what kills most businesses is cash flow. If I'm going to go into selling, it's going to take 3 months to close a deal. So you got to pay for your business for 3 months before you get any money. That's the worst deal. And if you go into commercial, you'll be working a year, year and a half before you make a deal. So you better have a rich dad somewhere who's going to support you while you're trying to do it. No, rentals is a quick, easy way to make deals, but it's it's never the way, in the end, will you make the most money. I turn my rental company overnight into a sale company because the commissions are so juicy.
Wow.
But by then, I fortunately had the money to support the company for 3 or 4 months. In the beginning, you just don't have that kind of cash.
So, Barbara, I'm seeking $250,000 for 10% of my nationally syndicated radio show, The National Defense.
You're kidding. How much money are you making? Doesn't sound like a bad deal.
We really don't make any money.
Oh, gee, then I'm definitely out. I have too many deals like you. I don't want another one. No thanks.
Barbara, you're terrific. Thank you so much for the time and continued
My
great
pleasure.
Success. We'll be right back here in The National Defense.